Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't forget, we've got heat tickets every hour. We have been giving away heat tickets every hour on the station today. Heat Warriors on Wednesday. We've already given away a pair in the 2 o'clock hour. We're just starting the 3 o'clock hour. So sometime this hour, another pair of Heat Warriors tickets for Wednesday at the Kaseya Center will be given away. So I didn't tell you guys. So this is how Mike McDaniel not kicking the field goal at the end of the game benefited me personally. I was 4 for 4 yesterday, by the way, betting. I had Devon Achane rushing over, Devon Achane receiving over. I had Dolphins -2.5, and I had Josh Giddey last night over 20.5 points. One of the better gambling days that I've had in a long time.
He was sending us a lot of green yesterday, Crowder.
It was one of the better days that I've had gambling in a long time. Now, admittedly, I don't think I had a win in 6 weeks prior to yesterday, but whatever. As Barry Jackson suggests you do with the Dolphins, you enjoy the winning days when you get them. You don't put all the other weight of the world on yourself. But so I had Achane rushing over, receiving over, Dolphins -2.5. So he hits the rushing over, no problem. I think it was like 80 maybe. Hits the rushing over, no problem. He's about 10 yards short on the receiving over. So they get down to the 1 yard line, and I'm like, okay, I'll go 2 for 3. They kick the field goal, they'll cover the 2.5, and I'll go 2 for 3. And instead, they don't. The ball, you know, goes to Washington, and then it comes back. Tua gets the ball. Dolphins get the ball back after the missed field goal with, what, 4 seconds on the clock?
10 seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you go, oh, they're going to throw a Hail Mary maybe and see what happens. They don't. The middle of the field is wide open, of course. He dumps it off to Devon Achane. Devon Achane runs for 20 yards. I hit the receiving over on this BS Tua. I can't throw it far enough to do a Hail Mary, and they don't really have it. I mean, you can't do the lateral play because the lateral play always turns into points for the other team.
For sure.
So he just dumps it off to Devon Achane, probably to stroke both their numbers, but it ends up hitting the Achane receiving over for me on that play. I was the happiest guy on that play, watching that play. I'm like, oh my God, run, run. He's just running down the middle of the field. No one's around him. And then they go ahead and they win the game, and I cashed all 3 tickets. It was delightful. Would you have gone for it on that 4th down, or would you have kicked the field goal?
Field goal. That was so dumb. Just put points on the board. You're choking them to death for 4 quarters. They're not going to drive the length of the field. And if they tie it, then y'all are still tied. Because if you don't make that 4th, you're tied. Like, it would. I think he's playing with house money right now and trying to prove something, but that was a
very
dumb decision.
How about this? Speaking of trying to prove something, you're hired because you think unlike any other head coach. You act unlike any other head coach. You're creative. You're a new breed of head coach. He's one of the few, I think, who goes for it in that situation. He's one of the few. And is he saying to himself, you know what? We've got three wins on the season. We're not going anywhere. We're in Spain. I don't want overtime. We killed Mario Cristobal for playing for overtime in that SMU game, yeah. Right? And Mike McDaniel thinking to himself, I'm not playing for overtime. This is would have given them, what, a minute and a half to get into field goal range to
Yeah, so there was exactly a minute 44 left on
so
the clock.
So they kicked the field goal. You're giving Washington a minute and a half just to get a field goal to tie the game. And I wonder if Mike McDaniel's thinking to himself, you know what? I'm going to be criticized as a three-win team being 1 yard away from really putting this thing on ice because they're not in a minute and a half with Marcus Mariota going all the way downfield and scoring a touchdown. Ain't happening. We've watched them today. It ain't happening. Mm-hmm. So let me just salt it away here. Now, it didn't work. And like yeah. Clay said, today would have been a completely different show if they didn't come out of there with a dub. But could you justify it thinking it that way with Mike McDaniel? That, hey, you know what? We're overseas. The eyes of the football world are watching because it's the only game on. Let me hammer this ball into the end zone and we'll get out of here with a dub. And we did it like men. We didn't kick a field goal, and let's get out of here.
I can totally see what you're saying and him that to be in his mind. If they were 7-3, not 3-7, he kicks that field goal. He kicks the field goal. We're proving we're going to, you know, I'm going to stop him. So the same thought.
Every win counts at 7-3 because you're in a tough division.
Yeah. So like I said, it's 4-7 or 3-8. Who cares? I think it's more on the line. But to be honest, Dan Campbell, he goes for it a lot, and it bit him in the butt against the Eagles last night.
Yep.
Because he got stopped on the goal line twice, I believe.
But he's the man's man coach that everybody wants. If Dan Campbell says, we go for it. We bite ankles. We go for it. If we're that close to the goal line, we're going to go for it. I just wonder. I'm not telling you that I would have made that call. I was out of my mind crazed that they were going for it. I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. It hadn't even really entered my consciousness that they were actually going to go for it.
And I'll tell you another thing, too. If it's a 34-34 game, go for the touchdown because y'all's offenses are eating.
Right.
You're sitting at 13-13. Y'all ain't getting it. Before that Devon Achan pass that got you your money, Tua was – what, 13 of 19 for 150 yards? Like, they're not doing crap on offense.
Not only that, I like a coach that says, I trust my team. I think he was sending his team a message. Mm-hmm. We talk about how he hasn't lost the locker room. Hey, I trust you guys. Go make this play. Offensive line, everybody's bleeping on you all season. I trust you. Go make this play. But he has to know his offensive line is not capable of making that play. We all know it. If the Dolphins' offensive line this season was more productive in that short yardage situation, I would say I like the decision. They're not good at converting those plays. Historically, in the Mike McDaniel era, they're the worst team at converting third and short, fourth and short plays. I mean, that's a fact. So I didn't like it because of that. If it was a different situation and you've shown that you've been able to convert that play, I'm with you. You trust your team. You say, we're going to go win the game because I like that mentality.
If you're Philly, you've got the tush push. It never fails, except last night when it failed.
But the Dolphins can't make that play. And even earlier in the game, they failed to convert that type of play. It was silly. Like, I'm cool with saying, hey, this guy's got nothing to lose. They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. That was dumb. And even though it worked out, it was dumb.
Do you know what play would have waltzed into the end zone untouched?
And it would have cashed my half yard over for that play.
I agree with you.
Literally, if you've got Tua naked boots somewhere on the play call sheet, that was the situation that you are waiting for.
Yep.
There is no one on earth that thinks there's going to be a naked bootleg for Tua in that situation. He waltzes into the end zone untouched.
He'd have ran all the way to the oldest restaurant in the world.
Sign really Tim Tebow for the jump pass or something. Like, go something.
Or how about run a wildcat? Like, line Tua up to the outside. Now, again, this borders, though, where people go, oh, you got cutesy when you just need to jam it up the middle. Like, people always like to play the other side if it doesn't work. But if they broke the huddle, Tua lines up wide at wide receiver. Ollie Gordon and Devon Achane are back there. One of them's going to get the snap. You don't know what's going on. Maybe something like that.
No, because they did this, but maybe not. Just bring in Brunsko. You know how they're doing this, the extra offensive lineman?
Yep.
Instead of putting him on the actual offensive line, let Greg Dulcich line up as your sixth offensive lineman and just put Brunskill as the fullback and direct snap it to Ollie Gordon or to Devon Achane, whoever. Jalen Wright, I don't care. And just set up a formation where the quarterback's out of the effing picture. Tua's literally, if they're not even going to do the naked boot there, Hawk.
They will never.
Then having a wildcat formation with Tua on the field is worthless because you know he's not getting the ball. He's not even a decoy. They're not putting him in a situation to be reckless, which is what the wildcat does with a quarterback out in the open field.
No, but I would put him out wide, and then have him run sideways.
But he's not
out of bounds.
He's not a decoy.
But that'll shake it up.
They don't even have to put somebody over there.
But people can't even believe what they're seeing, and it just they start looking. You freeze the defense because he runs right to the sideline.
Crowder, put listen, Alec Ingold, put Devon Achane or Ollie Gordon, and put Brunskill all lined up next to one another, and just have those two lead. And at the very least, you have two guys who are going to put their heads and their face masks into people in front of them because the offensive line can't create any push at the line of scrimmage. It's embarrassing.
And that goal I started 1-4 when Kinlaw slapped Julian Hill in the side of the head and just grabbed Achane and his whole head was wrapped up in the guy's bicep. Why are you putting the ball behind a tight end? To your point. Put Brunskill there. Put some big dudes on big dudes because they could not block Kinlaw on short yardage. But knowing defenses, guys, and I know it sounds crazy and y'all were BSing, if Tua goes and lines up at wide receiver, a human being from the other defense has to go out there with him. They have to. You cannot leave
it's
a dude standing there by himself.
It's true. And then watch what happens when he runs straight for the sideline. That guy, that guy's out of the game.
Crowder, Andy Reid could cover Tua Tagovailoa as a receiver. Andy Reid could cover him.
Solano, so now Andy's at corner, and you only have 10 guys in the box on my 10 guys. I think I want to win that battle.
Man, look what RC is wearing. And where are they tonight?
They're in Las Vegas.
That's right. Vegas and Dallas tonight. RC is wearing, looks like a leather sport coat. I don't know if that's a long coat or a sport coat, but it is leather. I got to, they'll go back to him after the commercial break.
Is it dressed like Catwoman?
It kind of. Kind of.
Hey, Hawk, did you see people defending that play yesterday? Because I see some people in the chat defending it.
Joe Shad did an entire column defending the play.
I don't understand it. And look, I genuinely like aggressiveness.
But that's the thing. Well, it's not stupid. I mean, even someone in the chat was saying they're 13 of 13 in scoring situations when it's something and goal, first and goal or whatever. I think they're 13 of 13 this year. So based on percentages, but you have a pretty good chance of getting that ball in the end zone. The only thing that I would take issue with was the actual play call, because that's really the only thing that they're going to go out there and try to defend, right? I think Washington at that point is saying, all right, if they run it up the middle, that's where we're going to defend it. If they get cutesy and they beat us in some cutesy fashion, the Philly or whatever, well, what are you going to do? So I would take issue with the play call more than the decision. Again, I put points on the board in that situation, but also I understand where Mike McDaniel is coming from. He's a guy who has shown you time and time again. He leans towards going for it in most situations. And as Crowder said, there's RC's jacket. He's got like a bolo tie from like 2025, though. It doesn't look like an old, you know, Native American bolo tie. It looks more like a Star Trek bolo tie. And he's got a leather jacket on. You got to see this outfit, man. And it's 3:15 in the afternoon. So it's what, 12:15 there in Vegas?
12:15.
Like, this isn't his prime time outfit. This is just something he threw on for the afternoon.
This is the warm up, the track suit.
This is something he just threw on for the afternoon.
He's changing for the game tonight.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I just say, as Mike McDaniel, a guy who's known to go for it, and believes, as Crowder said, in his team, and maybe that is another way to show the locker room, like, hey, I've still got your back because you've got my back, and let's go out there and do this thing. Like, but if that doesn't work and Washington does go kick a field goal or even wins it in overtime.
Well, they're lucky that Matt Gay sucks.
Understood. I'm saying.
They're lucky. He doesn't have Riley Patterson range.
If it doesn't turn out the way that it turns out, it is possible that Mike McDaniel loses his job after that game because there's a bye week. Like, it is possible that the decision is considered at that point to be so egregiously dumb that he doesn't even get to coach another game.
Which is why I don't understand it. And by the way, the AP put this out yesterday. That was only the second time since 2000 that a team went for it instead of kicking a field goal on fourth and goal from the one with the score tied inside of 2 minutes.
But that's why you hired Mike McDaniel.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A guy who thinks outside the box. Remember the offense he was running with Deebo Samuel? It was like, this guy thinks outside the box. He doesn't run offenses like others, and so ostensibly he won't run a team like others. He's a new age guy. I'm telling you, this is why he was hired.
Outside the box, that's dumb. Outside the box is the shovel passes. Outside the box is the no-look stuff that he was throwing to Tyreek a couple years ago. That's what we hired him. We didn't hire him to make bad football decisions, Hawk. That was a bad football decision. For Solana to say that stat, that we talk about the Andy Reeves, we talk about the Belichicks, we talk about the Harbaughs, we talk about the respected Hall of Fame coaches. For them to never make that decision and him to make it is not outside the box, Hawk. It's silly. It's just damn silly.
Or their P words.
Professionals.
All right, let's do headlines here so we can talk some more Dolphins and Canes and give away some Heat Warriors tickets this hour as well. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
You guys saw who was on the elevator today?
It was A-Chan, yeah?
No.
Jack Jones.
Oh, it was Jack Jones. Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
Huge, man. That was huge.
Yeah.
That was my guy.
Hey, since when did Country Roads become the
anthem?
Anthem for NFL fans outside the United States.
Seems to be an international anthem. They use it a lot at NHL games as well. NHL outdoor games always does a Country Roads.
I'm not complaining, by the way.
Yeah.
Love that song. That might be my go-to karaoke song currently. It changes. It varies.
Yeah.
But when did that get adopted by the international fan base?
I don't know. It's a good sing-along song. Very American. Take me home. Country roads to the place
I belong,
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Those are the real words?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Well, you got it backwards West at the Virginia, beginning, but yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
Take me home, country roads?
It's country roads,
take me home. Yeah, you're right.
It says West Virginia mountain mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a woman in West Virginia?
I don't know. However you define a mountain mama. I don't know.
I've never listened to the word.
You know, I don't think about lyrics at all. I just sing them.
That's America's anthem in Spain?
Well, everywhere. All the London games, they sing that song. Like every time there's an international NFL game, that song goes viral, like people posting the video of the entire crowd singing.
Let's give it to DBJ. There's two games left.
I think we have.
We have?
Yeah. I mean, we'll give it to him again. Who cares?
All right. Country roads.
I think we should go with apple bottom jeans.
take me. Apple bottom jeans, the flurb with the derb.
I think that's the catchiest song.
How about the game balls, gentlemen? And, you know, I get it. You know, you guys have to keep your agenda moving here, your narrative moving.
No, Riley Patterson deserved a game ball.
Well, no, but I mean, it's 3:20. We've done an hour and 20 minutes of the show yet. Neither of you have mentioned the MVP from last night's game or yesterday's game.
He wasn't the MVP.
In Riley Patterson, he was the MVP.
He was not the MVP.
I mean, it's not even close.
Devon Achane was the MVP by a mile, as always. Yeah. They couldn't even kick a one-yard field goal because they didn't trust Riley Patterson.
I mean, he hit the game-winning field goal and had more points than anybody else again.
He's been a baller. He has. There's no question. You got your pickleball championship. You got Riley Patterson. I mean, you got a couple that you can lean on for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Rolling is the lineup.
I feel good about that Riley Patterson one. I mean, Mike McDaniel was fired up, but he did give him out, so not everybody got a game ball.
I loved it. Yeah. I actually loved his post game speech. Yeah. I loved the way he gave out the game balls. I loved the Jack Jones chant at the end of that. Everything was great. It was, yeah. It's really fun. It was a win. I know we're picking it apart, and we haven't celebrated it really for an hour and 20 minutes on the program. But man, it was fun yesterday. Last 2 weeks have been fun.
When your quarterback throws for 150 in the entire game, you need your field goal kicker, brother.
That's true.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying they didn't look good. I mean, the Commanders suck.
They did not look good. It was shocking to me because the line at 2.5 was shocking to me. I didn't understand from everything we heard from Josh Appel on down. Anyone who told you about the Commanders, even when they started the broadcast. I mean, I watched a lot of the pregame. I mean, I tuned out of the TV pregame to hear the porpoise props.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had to make sure I got a nice text from Crowder, give me a heads up, porpoise props time. But yeah, I mean, they were talking about how depleted Washington was. So I thought the line was faulty. I didn't understand the Dolphins only being favored by 2.5. And then I watched the game, and I said, these are two bad teams. These are two bad teams. So, but again, it was still a win. I mean, based on the way this season was going, they had every reason not to come out of there with a dub. They did.
No.
I do love that Spain is a country where, I mean, they literally, people go to stadiums and they watch somebody fight a live bull and he'll stick a sword right through. It's a very gruesome sport. And they have a tradition where they have running from a live bull. People jump into a stage area and run away from a bull, and then the best the NFL can do.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but the best the NFL can do is send that slop fest that we saw yesterday.
You seem to be confusing with a bullfight with the running of the bulls.
Well, I think they do both, and I was trying to describe
both. They do,
both.
but you kind of like, which one are you talking about? Because fans don't jump onto a stage and run from a bull. It's
jump,
in the streets of Pamplona.
Right. People jump into the street, and it's like all barricaded
off. Everybody knows what the running of the bulls is.
Well, I wasn't sure if you did.
Well, we did until you started explaining it in such a hammy fashion that no one knew what you were talking about.
And Solana, you think the bullfights, they stab the bull in the heart and it dies in the ring?
I've been to a bullfight.
They don't stab it in the heart.
They don't stab it in the heart.
From the back of the neck down.
Well,
I've seen it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crowder, I was there.
But do you know why they stab? You know why they stab it in the shoulders?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
No, I don't.
That's to prevent the bull from being able to go like that. It breaks the tendon, so when their head is down,
right,
they're not able to grab and go up.
Wow. I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
My goodness. There's actually bulls in the streets.
The way he said it,
running,
well, he said it as if it was
biting.
Just like a weekend occurrence. You know, it was like, you know, in Spain, they just run from bulls down a street. And I'm like, no, it's kind of a big thing, the running of the bulls in Pamplona.
Just trust me on this one, all right? But I just think it's funny that the best that the Madrid fan base got, or the city of Madrid got, was that game. Like,
oh, I mean, some of these international games that have been exported this season have been brutal.
Don't attack the NFL, though. Because the Commanders went to the NFC Championship last year.
Yeah.
The Dolphins were supposed to be this revolutionary offense.
Well,
they thought they had
one. I'm trying
to take
a picture of RC for you. Hold on.
It's a Prada bolo tie.
It is great. I'm going to text you. Oh, I'll just show it to everybody who's watching on the stream right now because I just took the picture. Here's RC. Look at this.
He does a little too much at times.
He does try to, he does have a look. I mean, that looks like Star Trek to me.
It's so funny. When we do the podcast, be like, hey, what y'all wearing for, you know, whoever? What y'all wearing for the, you know, the guard of the Buccaneers? I'm just throwing a pivot shirt. Hey, what you wearing for Steve Harvey? Oh, I got this Gucci belt and these Gucci pants and the Prada shoes. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to just wear the same clothes I've worn for 4 years.
I just looked up how much that Prada bolo tie costs.
Yeah.
You guys want to guess? Over or under? Oh, just guess.
I'm going to guess $1,200.
I was going to say $1,000.
$600.
Oh, should have bought two.
Tell you something else if y'all didn't know. RC is not struggling financially.
No, I know, but I mean, it seems silly because it doesn't even look good. If we're being honest. I mean,
yeah. He does well.
Mm-hmm. He's got a look.
I don't pick up many dinners. I'll say that much.
Yeah, but you don't pick up dinners around me.
Just gonna say Hawk pays for all my meals in Miami anyway.
Hey Hawk, how do you feel about this? The other day after McDonald's, after we got our McRibs, Crowder and I met at the gas station right next door. He was going to grab, you know, 1,000 calories in candy. And I was there to get a whey protein shake.
Sure.
And a water.
Yeah.
And we walk up to the counter together. And I pull out my wallet. And he didn't offer to pay for me. How do you feel about that?
Did you pay for his stuff?
I didn't. But I would have, but he started talking to the counter guy and was trying to put me down with the counter guy.
This is the guy who makes fun of me for talking to the lady at Whataburger, uh-huh, wherever we go, but he does the same thing.
Yeah, he was trying to set me up on a date, and I just had to get out of there. I couldn't deal with it anymore. But, I mean, I
got to walk up behind him, and I was like, hey, he's a cutie, ain't he? And the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, I can pay for my own protein shake and water, but it was like $4.
Right.
He didn't even offer. He played in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Crowder should have paid for your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. That's a grown man.
Yeah. No, you got to pay.
A dog, a house.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Yeah. Jimmy knows.
I do know.
Yeah.
Jimmy can't pay because he spent all his money on Costco hats over the past 2 months.
Damn straight.
He walks into Costco. They're like, there's the hat guy.
Guy, new shipment, sir.
They're still there, by the way.
You better go get some more.
No, Dad, it's the same colors.
Oh, God. Anything else?
I didn't even think about paying for. I didn't even fathom paying for your food. I just wanted to make fun of you.
Well, I was gonna pay for Crowder, but Hawk, he spent $73 on candy.
Right, ridiculous.
And, like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, look at
this. Man, who can give up on Double Bubble? I get every Double Bubble they have. I don't see it very often.
Weird Al's Bigger and Weirder 2026 tour is coming to Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Weren't we talking about going to see Weird Al?
No, you were talking about going to see Weird Al. We were just impressed at how much you knew about Weird Al.
I think we should take a little show field trip, see Weird Al together. Who's in for Weird Al?
I'm down.
I got SARS.
You guys wouldn't want to go see Weird Al? SARS.
I inhaled too many. I inhaled too many of these mold spores at home, man. So I'm pretty much out of the game.
Well, not until 2026.
Oh man. Oh, I know they gutted you for that mold stuff, Solana. What did they hit you for? About 2,000, 3,000?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
And I don't think they actually. I don't think we talked about the company, so I feel free talking about this. I don't think they did anything. They just painted over the mold. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I told you should have used a. An insurance adjuster.
Yeah.
You'll get everything paid for by your insurance. I swear by my insurance adjuster. Look at that. Somebody
Where
on the chat.
Where do I find that number?
I'm in. Let's roll, Hawk. Look at that. I got someone who wants to go to Weird Al with me.
You, Jimmy, and Saint Double K.
Let's do it.
Go, Jimmy.
Don't wear that hat.
That's his Barcelona hat, right?
Real Madrid hat.
Real Madrid.
How dare you?
Look at that. He's celebrating Victory Monday and Spain.
Yep. Well, they played. That's the home of Real Madrid. That's Santiago right. Bernabeu.
Bernabeu.
Oh, man. Solana and Omar Kelly on Dolphins pregame talking about Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid or whatever. It was 45 minutes.
No, I mean, this is my wheelhouse.
But like, how Omar doesn't know about any of that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So but Solana, had to do. Well, let me explain this to you because it's not exactly the
right.
Yankees
and then
and the
explanation
Mets.
Is just so long winded. He just has to show you everything that he thinks he knows.
Established in 73, actually. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, but like Omar's in Spain and he's like, oh, I didn't know they call it American football. And then today on with Joe Rose, he's like, I didn't know there was different types of Spanish speakers. And it's just like, dude, where do you live? Do you guys not live in South Florida? Do you not live in Miami? Yeah. I realize I'm Latino, but how do you not know that people speak different types of Spanish or different iterations of Spanish in different parts of the world?
Dialect.
But it's like English speakers. There's different English speakers in different parts of the world. It's the same thing.
I even know that.
Hello.
Jimmy even knows.
Okay.
Cheerio.
The Heat play the Knicks tonight, 7:30. Bam and Tyler out.
All right.
The Panthers play the Canucks tonight, 7 p.m.
All right.
The Grey Cup was yesterday.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that.
Congrats to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders who beat the Montreal Alouettes 25-17.
I had no idea. Who was the halftime performer? I'm always fascinated because there's always a Canadian artist. One year it was Carly Rae Jepsen. One year it was Gordon Lightfoot, the late great Gordon Lightfoot. Who was?
Oh, I did see this.
Because it's always like, you know, it's, you know, what we expect from the Super Bowl halftime show, and it's a $12 million production. And I always get a kick out of the Grey Cup halftime show, which, you know, is like a high school production.
Well, it was not a Canadian.
No?
It was not.
Who was it?
Weird Al.
What?
MGK.
Really?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand the appeal to Machine Gun Kelly. Dude's weird. And I don't think he's a talented artist either, so I don't know.
He's got a vibe. He's more of a vibe guy.
Yeah, it's like a grunge aura now. He's turned into a rocker. He used to be a rapper. Now he's a rocker.
You sure he was the Grey Cup halftime show?
I'm looking at it right now.
I'm reading it right now.
He has no ties to Canada?
I just looked it up. Is MGK Canadian? He is not Canadian. And he is married or was married to...
like one of the Kardashians or something.
No, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who was last year's performer at the Grey Cup?
Last year was the Jonas Brothers.
Well, they're not Canadian, are they?
Oh.
They're virgins.
No. I think that was years.
All of them?
That was years. Well, first of all, I think they're all married.
So?
That doesn't mean anything.
You don't have to consummate the marriage.
No, one of them is actually divorced.
Yeah, he was married to...
the girl from...
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Damn, I forgot her name.
Nahir Sarsarian.
No, not Cersei Targaryen.
Oh.
Stark. Yeah, it was the Jonas Brothers last year. Green Day in 2023.
So I guess they're not doing Canadian acts anymore, huh?
I think you made that up.
Yeah, well, why was Carly Rae Jepsen there?
They said pre-game they had Our Lady Peace, which is a Canadian rock band, and then they had Machine Gun Kelly at halftime. So they did have a little Canada sprinkled in.
Yeah, and I don't see Carly Rae Jepsen anywhere on this list of people who performed. Carly Rae Jepsen performed. Oh my god, dude! Carly Rae Jepsen performed in 2012 at the Grey Cup.
Yeah, I had a watch party.
Fuck, that was 14 years ago.
Yeah, what's your point? Well, I mean, why would you have Carly Rae Jepsen today? She hasn't had a hit in 14 years.
Right, but Carly Rae Jepsen, Justin Bieber, Gordon Lightfoot, and
all
Mariana
Canadians.
Trench all performed at the 100-year anniversary
of
the Grey Cup.
That's probably where I got it confused. For the 100th anniversary, it was all Canadian artists.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
It's been 13 years since then, and since then you've had Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, they're not Canadian.
Fall Out Boy, not One Canadian. Republic, Shania Twain.
She's Canadian.
Shania Twain's Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keith Urban. He's not Canadian.
He's Australian.
What?
Keith Urban?
He's not from, like, Tennessee or something?
Pretty sure he's Australian.
He's a country music singer.
He's Australian. Australian has a lot of outback. I don't know if it, like, Australians are country, like, they're cowboys.
Right, but country music is American, is it not?
He was born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So he's not Australian.
No, he is Aussie.
He's from New Zealand. It's a different country, Hawk.
But he has citizenship there.
Yeah, if you go to Wikipedia, Keith Urban is an Australian country singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I think Australia and Canada have some sort of reciprocity.
They're so close.
All right. Well, your weather right now in South Florida, it's in the 80s, partly cloudy. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. That is fascinating. Keith Urban.
Shania Twain.
Is Canadian. Keith Urban is Australian.
Yeah, look
I mean,
at you.
Who knew?
And they don't just run down the streets with bulls in Spain. There's an actual event, and it's kind of choreographed.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Country roads, take me home to the place. I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road. All right, this is going to be a quick segment, but you understand why we had to go over the list of Grey Cup halftime performers, I'm sure. I've been telling you about Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. They've got the North Miami store moved up to the top at number two. So you've got the number one and number two highest volume Hyundai stores. It's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock and no one sells for less, period. So if you're in the market for a vehicle of any type, why pay more, save money, and pay less at Doral Hyundai and North Miami Hyundai? And what do we always say? Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. A couple of housekeeping moments. College football fans, come see the College Football National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper when it makes a special stop tomorrow at the Publix at 1285 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs. Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show will be there from noon till 2 tomorrow, and you can take a picture with the trophy. And, I mean, you're at Publix, so you can pick up some Dr. Pepper while you're there. You can get a cash pop. You can do whatever you want. You're at Publix. Who doesn't get some popcorn chicken while you're there? Time of your life.
Get a cash pop.
Yeah, you get yourself a cash pop. I mean, time of your life. If you can't make it tomorrow, head to the Publix at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs on Wednesday from noon till 2. Fans of all ages are invited. You can share in the excitement and pride of college football for this special limited appearance. So there are a couple things I want to talk about when we get to the 4 o'clock hour and the final couple hours of the program. I have from USA Today three overreactions from the Dolphins' win yesterday. And you can determine, Crowder, whether they are actually overreactions or whether they're steeped in reality, because there's a little bit of a debate with them. I also have grades, stock up and stock down from yesterday's game. There's a lot of, I don't know, conflicting opinions on Mike McDaniel going for the touchdown at the end of the game, and that's fine. There should be, because that is not the common decision. He made the decision that is not the common decision. So it's something, again, that can be debated in a much more fun fashion because they ended up getting out of there with the win. But,
yeah,
man, if you're my feeling is this. If you were a Mike McDaniel detractor, and there are many of them right now, that was all you needed to see, win or loss, to push you over the edge of this guy makes the wrong decisions that could potentially cost them a game. If you're a Mike McDaniel apologist, of which there are some, including Stephen Ross, who's the most important one, you might look at it and say, that's why he's there, because he thinks outside the box. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all this stuff in the 4 o'clock hour. Let me give away these Heat tickets, and then Crowder can tell you about QC Kinetics. Then we can take a quick break, and then we can come back and get into all this stuff in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. We've been giving away Heat Warriors tickets all day on this radio station, and we will continue to do so on our show. So let's give away a pair of tickets here for the 3 o'clock hour Heat Warriors Wednesday at the Kaseya Center. What caller number would you like to take, Crowder?
16 for the booming 16 points the Dolphins scored.
Caller 16, because count them up. 1, 2, all the way to 16. They couldn't stop scoring against Washington. Caller 16, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 16 gets the Heat Warriors tickets. Oh, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler will be in town Wednesday. Is he going to be playing?
I don't think he's going to play.
Really? Will he make the trip?
Yeah, well, they play Tuesday night in Orlando.
Ah.
Wednesday, second night of a back-to-back against the Heat. I think ESPN knows he's not going to play, which is why they
bailed on the game. All right, makes sense. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Caller 16 will get the Heat tickets, 305-567-0560.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.